the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great stream.
Check this out.
Maria.
Hey, how are you, Mikey? Good morning.
Good, thank you. How are you this morning? Lovely morning.
I'm very well. Very well indeed. What a gorgeous day.
Great day to review a DVD.
Isn't it just? Yeah. And were you a fan of Yothu Yindi back in the day?
I was actually a fan of Yothu Yindi. Yeah, I loved Yothu Yindi.
Yes. Yeah, amazing.
I thought they were really intriguing, actually.
I think you're quite right. In fact, possibly one of the most intriguing Aboriginal bands to go completely international and to create huge acclaim.
I've seen them play before, and I'm trying to think whereabouts I saw them play. They were amazing live.
Oh, you actually saw them live?
I'm sure I did. I'm sure I have seen them. Maybe it was in Australia even. Because I remember watching the didgeridoo players and just going, you guys are just badass didgeridoo players. Woo!
Yeah, fully. Yeah. It's such a unique kind of sound too. And this particular film is a documentary focusing on the lead singer who was incredibly gifted. Dr. G. Yonopingal, or Jeffrey Gormel Yonopingal, who was this exceptional character who only died in 2007. He was blind and had this weird kind of gift with both the clarity of his voice, but also the fact that he could pick up any instrument and just play it. And he was from the Northern Territory in Australia, from a particular place called Arnhem Land, which is
that's a deep Aboriginal area, yep.
Yes, absolutely. And he really gave his kind of area and tribal affiliations a massive voice. He's from the Yolongu group of people in the Northern Territory. And Yolongu means person, and Yothu Yindi, which is the name of his band, means child and mother. So, he's not even... I love the fact that even though Yothu Yindi as a band had Barlanga, non-Aboriginal people in the group.
Yeah.
He actually just insisted that all of the Yolongu language was used throughout a lot of the titles and things. However, it gave a unique voice to what is really unexplored kind of in terms of popular music. And Yothu Yindi, I mean, you'll remember, were incredibly popular.
Yeah.
The chart toppers, which is pretty cool, to take something so kind of regional and specific and then export it to the world in such a beautiful and moving way. I guess the most famous song was Treaty.
Yeah. Treaty, remember that? That's a cool track.
Yeah, and Tribal Voice was their other big hit. But this film is so moving.
What's the film called?
It is called Gormal, and that's spelled Gurrumul.
Right.
Incredible reviews. He was given all of the edits because he was blind before approval. Before the whole film got cut together, and he approved every edit through audio files, which is pretty amazing. And the final edit that he did for the film was 3 days before he died in 2007.
Has it been sitting around there since then, or was it released then?
It was released then, and it went to the Berlin Film Festival and got a massively good reception. And it was just earlier this year, and it's just been released in Australia.
So it was finished then, but they've just waited this long to release it. I wonder why that is.
I think, well, it was only in 2017 that it was finished.
Oh, right, okay, right.
Yeah, and that's when he died, too. He was only born in...
I thought you said 2007 he died. No.
Sorry, 2017.
Right.
I haven't had coffee yet. he's a really exceptional character and just kind of radiates throughout the whole film.
Super well-respected in the Australian music scene anyway, but...
Well, he really kind of bridged that gap between, black fellas and white Australians, which we know is a bit of a chasm.
Yeah, and massive chasm, yeah.
Yeah, and he just made something really beautiful from that.
Someone sent a couple of texts in here saying, did Yothu Yindi support Tracy Chapman at Carlow Park once?
Wow.
And then someone else saying they played at the Big Day Out in 2000. That's when I think I saw them, actually. 2000, the big day out.
Yeah, actually, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
That's when the big day out was, nice and varied, eh? It wasn't getting too up itself.
Yeah.
And then Yothu played at the first New Zealand WOMAD concert, Western Springs. Maybe that's where I saw them there, because I saw that too. Oh, and then they played at North Harbour Stadium before Santana in the early 2000s. There we are. Thanks very much, listeners.
The great thing about Yothu Yindi, though, is, they could have easily been classed as world music, and absolutely landed up at WOMAD every year.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They didn't do just that. They actually came into sort of like alternative mainstream. And
I think all the very best world music bands do that anyway, There's something about it that makes
sense. But I guess that has a lot to do with how palatable they are within the Western system as well, the industry, and that's always kind of contentious. But this is an amazing film about an extraordinary topic and, led by this incredibly gifted human being who I think is just really...
I continually believe that we don't hear enough about Aboriginal culture from Australia.
It's amazing. Yeah. Far out. It's something that's been so incredibly squashed and it's horrendous, but this is a beautiful expression of somebody coming forth and actually giving bit of voice and actually enabling everybody to participate.
Helped teach me how to play the didgeridoo anyway. Hey, Maria, thank you very much. I've got a copy of this to give away as well to a lucky listener. Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, Yothu Yindi fan, hopefully. Yeah,
so how do we pronounce the title of the movie again? Gormal.
Yeah.
So Gurumul. All right, thank you. Cheers.
Yeah, no worries. Bye.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
Happy to give that movie away to anybody who...